The Ohio Department of Natural Resources is studying ways to protect ginseng, a plant highly prized in Asia for claimed medicinal qualities. Recent media attention has caused a surge in ginseng harvesting. Rick Campbell and Kelly Caldwell sit at their dining table in their rural Morgan County home, looking out at the snow-covered hills. Scattered beneath the snowy mantle is wild ginseng. Campbell has spent most of his adult life dealing in the exotic commodity. He says he first dug ginseng, which he calls sang, when he was 18 years old. How did he know what he'd found?
Just hillbillies. That's what it amounted to. Yep. Well, we dug some and knew what it looked like, and then we knew it sang.
Campbell said he and a friend were hunting when they made the discovery.
We was coon hunting and found it one night, and back then there was no limits on it. We'd dig it any time or whatever, and we just kept digging it and kept digging it. And back then it was only $18 a pound if you got that out of it, and it's just changed a lot since then.
Prices have skyrocketed since those days. 2 years ago, a pound of ginseng root sold for about $1,000. Last year, the price declined, but interest in collecting the root is at an all-time high, spurred in part by reality TV shows like the History Channel's Appalachian Outlaws.
20 pounds of sang can fetch a man almost $20,000. But in these parts, there's only so many places to move that much root.
Appalachian Outlaws profiles the growers, the diggers, and the middlemen involved in the ancient herb.
2 years ago in Ohio, 4,600 people reported they harvested ginseng. Last year, the number jumped to nearly 9,000. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources regulates ginseng harvesting. It reports statistics to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Ginseng is a protected plant and has strict guidelines for harvesting. The lure of making a quick buck is enticing, says Tanner Filia, a ginseng expert with the agency known as Rural Action.
Economy is hard right now. You know, people are always looking for other ways to, you know, what we call a kind of an income patch over, you know, and just trying to put together pieces of income wherever you can find them.
But Filia says harvesting ginseng is not a get-rich-quick proposition.
It's a long-term crop. It has a long harvest horizon, generally 7 to 10 years from seed. The older the plant gets, the more valuable it tends to get. So, you know, people aren't really in it for that quick cash. They're more in it for a long-term strategy.
Filia says 90% of ginseng is exported to Asia.
Ginseng's been used medicinally in Asia for thousands of years. Generally, it's considered a cure-all, a panacea. You generally hear a lot about it being an aphrodisiac or a stimulant to boost your energy.
Ginseng over-harvesting, Filia says, is a threat. In Ohio, ginseng can only be harvested on private property with the landowner's permission. Digging on public land is prohibited. Back in Morgan County, Rick Campbell and Kelly Caldwell await the next harvest season. Ginseng can only legally be dug from September 1st through December 31st. Area diggers bring their roots to Campbell, who's one of about 50 Ohio ginseng dealers. During the harvest period, the pair puts in long hours.
Some days you get awful tired. I get tired. I'm getting older, and some days it just wears me out. But because we go pretty hard 7 days a week, and we're open probably, I'd say, 4 months in a row without taking a day off, and it just makes a lot of difference.
There's so many different people that come in here. You wouldn't believe it. We've had lines here when it's just unbelievable. It's crazy weird. I mean, no one would believe it unless they saw it.
State laws regulating harvest have been in place since the 1970s. The Department of Natural Resources occasionally revisits regulations to make sure they're still effective. That review process is currently underway. Sam Hendren, WOSU News.